when we start off to design a VC, first, it has to be quickly built, and yet it's got to be established durably because it's got to serve a large number of people over a long period of time. Two, it's got to be compact because you want people to walk as few steps as possible, but yet at the same time, it's got to be spacious enough to accommodate a large pool of people. And the third is it's about protocols and processes here, but yet it's got to be designed with the personal touch in mind. So it's a fairly large team that's on the ground. So we'll start, of course, with the site manager. The site manager is the orchestra conductor, so to speak. So he'll be in charge of the team, making sure that they're well rostered, they are trained. And of course, before they go live, he will have to make sure that the equipping is well done, as well as the housekeeping is in good order. So the site manager is key in this game. Further to that, there will be the nurse lead who is on the ground, who makes sure that she looks after the vaccine preparation, which is an important task, and manages the vaccinator pool. We've got our healthcare assistants who are there to do the registration exercise, as well as ushers who helped in the movement of people around the space. Further to this team, we also got our cleaner. So the cleaner will make sure that at regular intervals, he will clean down the surfaces, tabletops and deck chairs and so forth.
Once they come in here, this is also the registration counter where the patient will actually actualize their appointments. And if they have any concerns or any other medical related questions, then we have a doctor on site to address to their questions and concerns. Inside the vaccination booth, the nurses will actually inform the vaccinees of the side effects before they actually proceed with the vaccination. So per vaccination, from start to the end will take approximately 2 to 3 minutes.
The needle is actually very, very fine, and the amount going in there is actually very small. So the injection itself is actually very tolerable. Just a bit of discomfort, I wouldn't say painful, but you would expect some aching after that. That would be from the reaction to the vaccine. You will expect some sort of a localized reaction. We can expect some pain at the site of injection, some swelling. We can have a bit of fever, a bit of muscle ache, joint pain. That's to be expected. Usually the symptoms are very mild and tolerable, goes away with Panadol.
So once they are done, actually they'll be ushered out before they proceed to the observation area. The vaccinee will actually be seated for a good 30 minutes where they will be observed by our nurses and also our healthcare assistant on site. In the event if they are feeling unwell, there will always be a nurses and also our healthcare assistant to attend to them straight away.
I believe in the vaccination program. I think this would be the step that puts us back onto the road of towards normalcy. We all want to protect our loved ones, and I think vaccination is the key.
Once a good job is done, I think we look forward to the end game when the vaccination drive is largely complete, the nation is protected, and we all can chill and have a good meal together.